Good evening, everyone. Sorry for my voice. So this story is, in certain circles, referred to as the Jizz Bear story. I went on an online date with a young man, had dinner with him, halfway through dinner, thinking, all right, I'd go out with this guy. Good conversation, not bad looking. So at the end of the date, he walks me to his car, and he says, oh, I have something for you. This was about, you know, a week or so before Valentine's Day, so he pulls out this cellophane-wrapped package, and he takes it out and gives it to me, and I said, oh, you shouldn't have, thinking, oh, God, you really shouldn't have. And so I just look at this package, and I put it in my passenger well of my car. I can't even look at it, and I just go home and go to work the next day, and I take it into work where I'm surrounded by all female coworkers, and we dissect it. And this cellophane package is usually, you know, usually tied at the top with a nice bow, scotch tape right around the top. And so we unravel it, and there's a white teddy bear sitting in a Victoria's Secret bag with a box of chocolates and a plastic rose. And, okay, so what's in the Victoria's Secret bag? Why does a 35-year-old man have a Victoria's Secret bag? Thank God it was just newspaper to prop up the bear. Oh, nightmare averted, except looking at the bear. This bear is a white bear with, you know, not really good quality, maybe one of the ones you won from the claw machine, and it kind of has a white spot on its head. And my friend Kelly wraps her hand in tissues and pats the bear's head. It's sticky, she says. Put the bear in the trash. The next day, the cleaning people took the bear out, put it on my chair. Oh. Can't get rid of it. You know, a couple days later, you get the text message. I kid you not. You are as beautiful on the inside as you are on the outside. I never responded, never called back. A couple of years later, he contacted me from another dating site. And no reply to that either. So thank you. Bestworstdate.com. Love you all.